This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. As federal health care reform unfolds, we're continuing to follow the city of Camden, New Jersey, to see how the new law affects one community. Today, it's a visit to Cooper University Hospital, which is expecting a surge of patients starting next month as millions of people get health insurance, some for the first time. The question for hospital executives is how to manage this new population. From the health desk at WHYY in Philadelphia, Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein offers this hint: take a page from the airline industry.
Here's the problem with some patients at Cooper Hospital.
The no-show rate, it's in the high 20s, 25 to 30%.
That's Jonathan Vogan.
I'm the numbers guy.
Vogan works at Cooper's outpatient clinic, the Urban Health Institute. UHI serves more than 8,000 patients, virtually all of them low income. Vogan says the poorer the patients, the more likely they'll miss their appointments. And in medicine, time's money. So what's the fix?
If not all of your patients show up, that the easiest thing to do is, well, just book more of them.
And there are going to be a lot more of them. In the next year, 9 million new people are expected to sign up for Medicaid as part of the new health law. But convincing doctors at Cooper to act like airline executives hasn't been easy.
There was a little pushback based on the concern of what if all these patients show up.
That's Dr. Philip Dellinger, medical director at Cooper. Dellinger said physicians had to be sold on what Cooper administrators call smart booking.
By far the best way to get physicians to change their behavior, you need to show them data on what they're doing.
When about a quarter of patients miss appointments, that's some persuasive data. For now, smart booking seems to be working at Cooper. UHI Executive Director Kathy Stillo expects to cut losses from no-shows by 10% this year.
And our goal is to lose less and ultimately to at least break even. But what we need to do now is apply business thinking to solve the problems within how you deliver care to patients.
Of course, Northwestern professor Martin LaRivière says overbooking has its downsides. Just ask any frequent flyer.
The biggest threat is poor service, that customers or patients are constantly having long waits imposed on them.
For now, the clinic's willing to risk that. Long term, Stillo says the goal is to identify patients who don't show up and figure out how to get them to the doctor. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.